As we are seated, shall we take a moment to pray together? Father, we thank you for your word. Your word brings life. We pray this evening, as we turn afresh to the Holy Scriptures, that you would speak your life into our hearts and lives afresh. For we ask this in the name of Christ. Amen. Well, thank you so much for your warm welcome tonight and for turning out on such a day and night as this with the weather as it is. Looking at the readings for this evening, I was very tempted to preach on our first reading from Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Having recently experienced moving from St. Paul's Vicarage in Dorking, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to search and a time to give up, especially with all those cardboard boxes. That reading seemed particularly apt for us as we have made this transition. However, tonight I'd like to speak on the second passage from 1 Peter, particularly on three descriptions of faith that we are given. First, that faith is a living hope. Secondly, of faith that is proved genuine. And thirdly, faith that is more precious than gold. It was only yesterday that I returned from 2 weeks in Kisumu. Kisumu is the third largest city in Kenya after Nairobi and Mombasa. It's a growing city of nearly 1 million people situated on the shores of Lake Victoria. Well off the tourist track, it's a bustling, commercial, and industrial place. Embracing a crumbling post-colonial center and a deserted dockyard, as well as emerging universities and businesses. It also incorporates sprawling slums where poverty, malnutrition, and early death through disease and HIV is all too common. Along with two other members of St. Paul's Dorking, Val and Sally, they promised, despite jet lag and missing a night of sleep, that they would be here tonight. Val and Sally waved to me, one right at the front and one right at the back. Well done for making it. Along with Val and Sally, I was privileged to be there in Kisumu on behalf of the church at the invitation of the Diocese of South Maseno and Bishop Francis Abiro. We were there to follow up projects supported by St. Paul's amongst the urban and rural poor, including a tier fund project called Emoja, which is a development initiative amongst communities, sparking off new life. Also visiting orphanages and schools and work that have been pioneered in the diocese amongst the youth, of which there are many in Kenya. It is a young country, only 100 years old or so from independence. 45% of Kenyans are under the age of 15. We also visited, during a very crowded and hectic schedule, Plan International and Compassion Projects. This time last week, although it is hard now for me to imagine, I was preaching in a church in sweltering conditions, fully robed. Far out the church was in rural South Maseno, in Nduru Kedero, where poverty and deprivation were rife. The week before that, I was preaching at another cathedral, not quite like Guildford Cathedral, the Cathedral of St. Stephen's in Kisumu, where half the congregation had to sit outside as the old cathedral is crumbling away. The weather is better there. The new cathedral still is only half built. But in between the services, Val, Sally, and I met countless people, from orphans and widows in the villages of Bopaka to the HIV sufferers of St. Monica's, from the children in the slums of St. Luke's to the villages of Nyakoko, where they were fighting off mass unemployment. Without exception, we did not find despair. Rather, in the eyes, the smiles, the welcome, the hospitality, and the prayers, we found what 1 Peter describes as a living hope. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for in his great mercy he has given us new birth into a living hope. We saw there and experienced firsthand faith in the Kenyans. That is that living hope. The second description that I'd like us to look at this evening from 1 Peter is a faith that is proved and genuine. Proved and genuine. Proved in the sense of being tested or refined. The Greek word for proved, dokimion, is used in the context usually of refining metal, a painful process that results in something rather wonderful. Over the 2 weeks in Kisumu, I was asked to speak in a variety of contexts, sometimes with only 5 minutes' notice, on a vast range of different subjects. I addressed a youth rally of 700 on technology and God. I spoke about faith, football, and my iPad. I spoke also to a school of 300 girls. That was far more difficult. But after discussion with Val and Sally and the clergy of the diocese who were our hosts, I spoke largely on Daniel chapter 3. You will know it well as the fiery furnace. Val and Sally are saying, "Oh, not again." You know how Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego chose faith in the living God, and as a result, were thrown into a fiery furnace. How they stepped out of their comfort zones in a place where their faith was stretched to the very limit. How their faith was literally refined and proved genuine. This was meant to be a message of encouragement to the Christians of South Messino. I pray it was. But as I preached, I soon realized that I was preaching to myself. Not that they'd all left the churches and the places in which I was speaking, but rather I realized I was the one who was being tested and stretched. It was my faith that was being proved genuine or not as I stepped out of my comfort zone. Faith that is proved genuine. The third description of faith is this: faith that is of greater worth than gold. Despite the poverty we encountered, not once were we directly approached for money or financial help. Instead, we were welcomed into the most humble of homes. We were fed, prayed for, and blessed. We were ministered to with a generosity that overflowed from a people who literally, in some cases, had nothing. Nothing, that is, other than a faith that was of greater worth than gold. I kept a journal every day. Friday, the 17th of January. Drove right out into the country off-road today to two remote villages with Plan International Development Agency. Sally had sponsored two children in rural South Messino. Our arrival involved walking through the bush to mud huts with thatched roofs. Children were in awe at seeing Mzungu, white man. Though the families were as poor as could be, we were treated like royalty. Food prepared for us, including whole chicken with feathers and head for us to serve ourselves. We bravely ate ugali. Gifts were exchanged. My iPad was wondered at and played with. The elders and women of the village prayed for us and blessed us, describing our visit as a miracle. They were so grateful that we had come. They had never seen anything like it. And Sally's sponsored child, Rose, cried. Faith that is of greater worth than gold. I've spent much time this evening in Africa, for which I make no apologies, having just returned not more than a day. I make no apologies, for there is much for us to learn from Africa, from those in Kisumu. But in concluding, I'd like to draw us closer to home. I'm immensely honoured and privileged at the opportunity that I've been given here to serve in our diocese as Archdeacon of Dorking. Thank you for your prayers and support. Please keep it up. Here in the diocese, we are, as the job description for the Archdeacon of Dorking identified, entering a time of substantial change. I was drawn back to Ecclesiastes 3 for a moment. And amongst all the times and seasons we find listed there are these: a time to speak, a time to plant, a time to build, a time to embrace. As Archdeacon, I'm looking forward to this time in the diocese, a time of substantial change, and all that God will do amongst us here in Guildford. My prayer is that He would renew us, that our faith may bring life and hope into the world, that He would refine us, that our faith may be tested and proved genuine, and that He would fill us afresh with His Holy Spirit, that we may proclaim a gospel that is more precious than the finest gold. Amen.
Christ our King make you faithful and strong to do his will, that you may reign with him in glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you this night and always. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.